You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
In case you missed it, last week we talked about this on the air.
Well, I think it's safe to say that residents in Ridgefield are a little bit upset about the new neighbor that's moved in. It's a 3-year-old, 8-foot, 1,800-pound camel named Sheik that was rescued from a petting zoo when he was just 2 months old and lives in a residential property.
Seems like, you know what, people are overreacting, basically, in my opinion. I mean, camels are actually supposed to be pretty nice. It's just like a big old horse, right? I mean, he's not on their property. Livestock is livestock. People should mind their own business.
Joining us this morning on Star 99.9, it's the owner of the Ridgefield Camel, Rob Hearing.
So tell me, how did you become the owner of a camel?
And we're Connecticut people, but we moved down to Florida back in 2012. And a couple of years later, actually 2016, I was at a local fair. I went through the petting zoo section, saw a bunch of baby animals, and I saw a camel, a baby camel that was maybe the size of a German Shepherd at the time.
Aww.
And I witnessed one of the workers giving him an injection. And so I asked if the camel was sick. And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, I saw you give him what looked like a needle. And he said, well, it's just a sedative to keep the camel still sitting up front because he runs to the back of the pen. And when he does that, all the other animals follow him. And nobody will pay the dollar or whatever it was to buy a handful of grain to try to feed the animals. And that's how they made their money. I kind of took exception to that and thought it was a little bit cruel, you know, to drug up the camel.
It's disgusting, really.
Long story short, I found the owner of the petting zoo who was many, many states away. And a few days later, I was the proud owner of a 2-month-old baby camel. And camels typically will stay with their mothers, you know, for up to 9 months. He was, you know, very cruelly pulled away to work in a traveling petting zoo. And then I brought him to a friend's polo farm in Florida, a few miles from where we were living, and began learning how to raise a camel and traveled to the Middle East and met with some of the top camel veterinarians in the world, and then created a nonprofit called International Camel Rescue to seek out other abused or at-risk camels around the world. And, you know, here we are 3 years later.
This is amazing. Rob Hearing joining us. He is the owner of the camel in Ridgefield that the town is kind of torn apart by because some people are supporting the camel being there in residential property while others, not so much.
Well, his name is Sheik, and he pays taxes. He's staying. Rob, you know, I mean, I just think it's appalling to me to think that anybody would question your motives whatsoever once they actually hear the story of the background of this animal here. I mean, neighbors that are opposed to this in Ridgefield, do you think it's just because they just don't know anything about camels and what it's really like to have one in their town?
Well, a few things. First of all, almost to use the plural of neighbor is almost an over-exaggeration. I mean, there are two or three vocal people who, for whatever reason, are unhappy. The reality is everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It doesn't matter if they hear my story or the backstory or hear what I think about raising camels. You know, that's not the point. You're entitled to your own opinion. What you're not entitled to, however, is your own version of the facts. And the facts are that not only do we comply with federal, state, and local laws, my camel certainly, fact will be proven, is not going to bring down property value.
No.
You know, I probably added 40% to my own property value just by improving what was here. But in any event, it's their problem, not mine. Camel's going nowhere. It's going to stay here. We've had in excess of 1,000 visitors in the last 5 weeks.
Wow.
Every one of those visitors is a fan of Sheik and all that we're doing. So, I mean, a couple of the naysayers, they've actually helped bring attention to the cause, but it is what it is. I mean, people are always have to have something to complain about. Ridgefield is no different than anywhere else.
Rob, we got a lot of questions. We're going to have more with Rob Hearing, the owner of the Camel in Ridgefield, coming up next right here on Star. Last week, all over the news, we heard about Rob Herring and his camel in Ridgefield. Neighbors were all freaking out, saying that they didn't want this camel to live next door on residential property. Joining us, it's Rob, the owner.
Keep in mind, this isn't like some camel he picked up last week driving on the road. He rescued this camel at 2 months old from a petting zoo. I mean, he's kind of a humanitarian. But let me just ask you, do you love the camel? Do you love Shake? Is he something that you have a personable relationship with? I mean, you had him since he was very, very young. Obviously, he needed quite a bit of attention. Is he, your buddy?
He's absolutely my buddy. You know, and it's not just me. It was my wife, Stephanie, our four adult sons, who all still live in Florida, who hand-fed, bottle-fed, and helped raise Shake. Sure, we love him just like somebody would love their pet. He's very, very attached. He's an extremely well-socialized and well-mannered camel, which is rare.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But look, it's all in the upbringing. It's just all in in how you're raised, right? Every pit bull is not a danger to society.
Right.
Shake is great. We do love him. He's been great for our cause to bring attention to the plight of camels in some parts of the world, including here in the U.S. And he's our pet. I mean, it's like I brought a Labrador Retriever with me in my eyes.
Like, what did your wife say when you said to her, you see that camel? We're going to adopt that camel.
Stephanie didn't see the camel when I saw the camel. Stephanie chose not to go to that fair that day. When I came home and told her about this camel that I felt sorry for, she said, well, you know, that's too bad, but, you know, what are we going to do about it? We're living in a waterfront Florida executive subdivision. We're certainly not going to bring a camel in. I think I can keep him at my friend's polo farm. And she said, well, I mean, do what you want to do. Feel that strongly about it. Go get the camel. Stephanie became attached to him pretty quickly. She bottle fed him almost as much as I did, helped halter train him. We had no experience with large animals. She's been leading the pack. She heads up our foundation. She also is the president of our for-profit company, which manufactures camel milk products. We're actually the largest manufacturer in the world of camel milk products. So it's all been good. Stephanie's is great with it.
That's good. I mean, something's got to pay for the camel milk bones.
Right. Right?
And I mean, it's got to be one heck of a family room.
Yeah, pretty much. It's cost a little bit to feed him. He's right now because he wants TV in the barn. So I've got to get cable down at the barn for him.
He's a spoiled camel. He hit the jackpot when you adopted him, you know?
Well, he's going to be a teenager sometime.
How old is he?
He'll be 4 in November, and camels of this type have a lifespan of about 50 years.
50?
50, correct. So he's still a baby.
Oh, my God. Holy bananas. That's a long time for a camel to live.
Right. He's going to be at the kids' weddings, everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's likely going to outlive me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What reached out, and I'm glad we were able to hear about this because this story is fascinating, and we would love to come visit your camel, absolutely, in Ridgefield.
You're welcome anytime. Just let us know.
Rob Herring, the owner of the Ridgefield camel that everybody's been debating. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Take care, guys.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.